Sales of environmentally friendly vehicles are increasing in the U.S. Toyota is leading the pack with the debut in October of the second generation of its midsize hybrid car, the Prius. The small gas engine gets help from an electric motor, making for a much different kind of startup. However, those sales are dwarfed by the sales of gas-guzzling SUVs. That's the H2, the latest in General Motors' popular line of Hummers. These vehicles are so big that they're considered a heavy truck, making them exempt from the federal government's fuel economy ratings, so you won't see the gas mileage on the window sticker. But salesman Ed Arthur of Capital Hummer in Lansing, Michigan, says that's not a big deal. Arthur says H2 customers are looking for something else than fuel economy.
They're looking for something that's unique, it's different. They want something to be where they can go off-road if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine, but they want the capabilities, but they don't want to sacrifice the comforts and the rides that they've been getting in other cars and other type of vehicles in the past.
These kinds of preferences aren't just limited to the select customers who can afford to buy a $50,000 Hummer. John DeNovi studies customers' car buying priorities for J.D. Power & Associates, an automotive consulting firm.
Probably your top five include the quality reliability issues, styling, safety, gas mileage, and incentives.
And DeNovi says gas mileage only recently crept into the top five as gas prices have risen. As for pure environmental motives, he says he recently developed a survey and during a series of interviews found 50 different factors people consider when they're choosing what car or truck to buy.
The funny thing is, nobody during those interviews ever mentioned green issues other than gas mileage, so they never even made it into the survey.
But environmentalists think those findings might not capture what's really happening when people go into dealerships. John Koifman is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says that people just assume cars and trucks won't harm the environment now. Regulations have prompted automakers to develop and sell cleaner technologies.
What we've learned over the years is that when you've got good standards in place, the automakers have done a pretty good job of delivering good solutions at a good price.
Detroit's car companies argue that price and performance are both major reasons for their delay in getting out newer and more expensive environmental technologies like hybrids and electric cars. Consumer surveys show most car buyers won't pay more just to be green, and electrics never caught on because they had a limited range and had to be plugged in each night. But Toyota now says that it's making money on every Prius, and next year the Japanese automaker plans to put a new twist on hybrid sales. It will overcome the lack of demand for green vehicles by marketing a new hybrid SUV as a performance vehicle with a four-cylinder engine producing six-cylinder power and, by the way, gets good mileage. The NRDC's Koifman says this makes him worry that GM, Ford, and Chrysler are already losing this latest car sales skirmish.
Our fear is that as this revolution unfolds, that the American automakers may have been dragging their feet too long and are going to miss the boat.
In the meantime, GM's investment in the Hummer is paying off for the company and its dealers. The vehicles bring in huge profits. GM is even considering adding another but smaller Hummer to its lineup, filling what seems to be an ever-expanding taste for gargantuan rather than green vehicles in the U.S. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Poorman.